Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
Before I tell you this story, I just need to explain to you that I know some cheap ass people. I'm talking about maybe the cheapest people on the planet. And I know money's tight out there, okay? But this might be the cheapest mother... I almost just swore. That you've ever heard of. This girl tweeted. She went viral because she tweeted a bill that a guy that she went on a date sent her.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they went on a date. Little dinner, some drinks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he hit her up again. And she basically ghosted him. She didn't respond. Next thing you know, she gets a bill in the mail. An itemized bill for the date. So, I mean, I'm talking about where they went. They went to this place called The Tap. And she had a Moscow Mule. That was $10. She also had a beer. That was another $10. She had the smoked hickory barbecue pulled pork tacos. And he also charged her for a processing fee. For a total of $39.52. That's what she... I know money's tight, but man, you can't do that.
Are you kidding me? Because he's mad that she didn't call him back.
Yeah, I mean, you know... Like I said, money's tight. Maybe
well,
that was...
Well, if money's tight, then maybe you should have said something on the front end. Like... But now you're going to do it?
Let me ask this question. Now, normally, I'm like, guys should always pay, right?
Yeah.
But in this new world we live in, you know, women are independent. Now we got to make sure that we maybe split this thing in the middle, right? What is wrong with that afterwards saying, hey, we went on a date. It didn't work out. I paid for it, but I'd like half the money back.
No.
I mean, because you can't ask a woman on the date like, you know, hey, should we go half on this?
Yeah, I think you do it at the date or you don't do it at all.
Right. As a woman, I know for me, and this is right here is a prime example why I always offer to pay half. Because you never know what BS people are going to come out with. Because something like this is ridiculous.
But when you offer, okay, Melissa, so you go on a date, you offer to pay half, and the guy's like, all right, cool. Doesn't that to you
make you look funny?
I have thoughts in the back of my head.
Yeah. Right,
like,
so see?
He allowed it. However, it doesn't matter. I still always offer. And if he says yes, I do it.
But see, but you say you have thoughts. So instantly that person has thoughts if you say, okay, yes, I want you to pay half of the bill. So what he did is said, hey, listen, I'll take care of it in the beginning. I can't necessarily ask because, like, you know, Melissa said, women look at that as funny. And then afterwards, hey, it doesn't work out. Can I get it? It's like anything else. You go, you pay for something, and it don't work out. Don't you want some of the money back?
But that's like you saying that because she owes you something because
she just owes
paid
him the money
for her to go out.
She owes
doesn't
the money.
Owe you anything.
If I pay for something for you, you
what?
Owe me.
What
half,
do I owe you?
You owe me half the money that I paid.
Oh my god!
That's it.
That's the problem.
It's not like the
right
guy said. It's not like the guy said. See, your Pebbles, you're taking it to a different extreme. Like you think this guy's saying you owe me half
because
your life.
He is. He's saying unless because she did this to him, she owes him
$39.
No, that's not how dating works.
It's the risk you take. You're taking a risk. Anytime you take someone out, you're taking a risk. They're not going to like you back.
That's why
just pay the
don't
man
date
his money and you'll be good. $39 and shit. It's like in a Bronx Tale. Just, you know, give him the $20 and you'll be on your way.
It probably would have been cheaper for her just to go on a damn second date with the dude.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.